Could you say a few more words, Jeremy, about Tikkun Olam, healing of the world is how I've come to translate it. How big of a movement or deep of a root is this for the whole Hebrew faith?
I think that the role of Tikkun Olam is important in all of Judaism. In Reform Judaism, which is what my congregation and the movement in which I was ordained in, it is one of the main compelling values that we see and we provide meaning in our lives, and that we are partners with God in doing the work of fixing or repairing or providing a sense of healing to the world. And we do that in partnership, not with each other. I would expand that notion that all human beings are in partnership with God, not just the Jewish people, but all human beings are in partnership with God. And that is something that through acts of what you want to call social action, social justice, whatever you want to call it, volunteerism, whatever, but to get out there and to roll up our sleeves and to help complete the work of creation, the healing process is something that I think provides a great deal of meaning in our life today.
As you mentioned, Jeremy, you did this when you had a four-month-old at that point, and you've been blessed with another gift this past month or so. How's that going with your new son?
Yes, I'm doing the math in my head. Maybe he was closer to 5 months at the time. I think I'm thinking of the decision that I made to go on this trip. The baby was four, and I think when I ended up leaving, he was probably closer to 6 months. But now my second son, Micah, has been a wonderful addition to our family.
And of course, having kids, you're thinking about the future. Kids are all about the future. How do we go about laying the groundwork for peace?
Having two children, two young boys under the age of three right now in my life, I've been thinking a lot about that question, and I believe that the work that I'm doing is not just for me, it's not for my congregation only and for my community, but I think I'm doing it for my children and my children's generation and their children, because this is a question that stems from my faith tradition, that when we teach our children, when we teach them about the ways of Tikkun Olam or the ways of repairing the world, then we are building for the future. We are not just living in today and accomplishing what we can do, but that when we work on simultaneously on teaching them and getting our children involved, then we are doing what we can to not only make a difference today, but we're making a difference today and tomorrow. And that is something that motivates me, even in the face of those who are, let's just put it politely, not in agreement with the work that I'm doing, but this is what motivates me to do it for the children.